T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's turn to Jim Ryan, where a lot of people, Jim, have been asking about Halloween. How is it going to look like? What is going to exactly go on? Are there going to be guidelines? Well, the CDC has actually issued some guidelines regarding Halloween and trick-or-treating.
Yeah, absolutely. The CDC is out with its recommendations, but those are only recommendations, Brian. Of course, different states, different municipalities have their own regulations, their own guidelines that they've put out. For example, the CDC guidelines suggest that going on hay rides or tractor rides with people who aren't in your household is a higher risk activity. But that's something that the New York governor has suggested is okay. He says that that's not such a high-risk activity, and that's if people want to do that for Halloween, it's all right. Both of them, though, the CDC and Governor Cuomo, are suggesting that trick-or-treating itself is probably not a good idea. They're both urging people to participate in lower-risk activities like online parties and these sorts of things that keep you out of contact, direct physical contact with anyone around you, to avoid transmitting or exposing yourself to COVID-19.
Jim, the CDC's obviously put a lot of thought into this. It's a 7.5-page advisory?
Well, yeah, it's 7.5 pages related to all sorts of events, including Thanksgiving, including Christmas, and Halloween is in there as well. The Halloween section takes up about a page, but yeah, it goes for 7.5 pages altogether.
That's a lot of different stuff. On Thanksgiving, I'm interested. What did they say?
Well, the same kind of things, to not necessarily have a sit-down dinner with friends or people outside your direct family. The whole goal here is to keep people as isolated from other households as possible. So if 4 people live in your house normally, then Thanksgiving this year might want to include just those 4 people and not bring in others from the outside, especially older folks who might be more at risk from catching and facing serious consequences from coronavirus.
And what about Christmas?
Well, the same kind of thing. I mean, giving gifts obviously is going to be something, and being careful about exposure to older people there as well. Christmas is one of those times that I think that you're going to find a lot of disparity between what the CDC recommends and what people actually go out and do. And, we've seen that even with Halloween, between Governor Cuomo and the CDC, and things that they recommend are okay and things they say aren't.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks for the update. CDC out with some new guidelines, all sorts of holidays coming up, and what the CDC says are best practices.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.